the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Friday morning. We're so glad to have you with us today. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Collado and Alicia Quivido. You guys, happy
Good
Friday.
Happy Friday. Wow. Hey, today's, well, every saint is a big one, but today is the feast of St. Pio of Pietrasina. As we know, Padre Pio.
Padre Pio.
Yes.
So pray, hope, and don't worry, y'all. Worries are useless, Padre Pio reminds us. So
yeah.
God is merciful and will hear our prayers. So with that, let's begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty, ever-living God, who by a singular grace gave the priest Saint Pius a share in this cross of your Son, and by means of his ministry renewed the wonders of your mercy, grant that through his intercession we may be united constantly to the sufferings of Christ, and so brought happily to the glory of the resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, St. Padre Pio, pray for us.
Mm-hmm. Pray for us. We will be talking about St. Padre Pio in today's show, but we're starting off with some events in your listening area in about 8 minutes. Damien will give us details on those. In 18 minutes, our first guest joins us, Haley Stewart. She's an author, speaker, and podcaster, and today she's going to be talking about her book. You guys, this is such a cute book. It's called The Pursuit of the Pilfered Cheese, also known as The Mouse Nuns. You can find this at Pauline Books and Media, so we'll be giving details about this book, and it's absolutely adorable. The illustrations are so cute. Yes, it's a children's book, but as an adult, I enjoyed this one. So we're going to be speaking to Haley about it soon. In 35 minutes, Jeff Young, the Catholic foodie, joins us, and he's going to be talking about spicy peanut chicken. Okay, I'm all about this one.
I know, me too.
Yes.
That's a good one.
It's going to be a good one with Jeff Young. Stay with us on that. And in 48 minutes, Kathleen Higgins joins us. She's a coordinator for youth and young adult ministry in the Diocese of Baton Rouge. She's going to be joining Damien and Alicia in the Baton Rouge studio to talk about St. Padre Pio today. So we're going to be learning a little bit more about this wonderful saint. And it's going to be a good one. And Damien, I know we're looking forward to the weather. That storm has formed over by in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. We can see the models this morning. So quite interesting. But what do we have for our listening area?
Yeah. We're going to touch on that in a quick second, but hot and muggy is what we have, just as we've been experiencing. You know, we went through 3 or 4 weeks of rain every day, it seemed like. Mm-hmm. Well, now we are into our second week, and starting next week, it'll be number 3, in which we'll continue to experience hot and muggy conditions. High is going to be 96, should remain that way all the way through Friday or Saturday of next week. Time to water for sure.
Yes.
As far as the tropics, 98L is still sitting out there. If it does become a hurricane, it's going to be named Hermine, I believe is the name. In the meantime, don't go too far. It's 5 after on Wake Up.
Today's gospel is taken from Luke chapter 9. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." We've heard the gospel, and now we reflect.
Today's Gospel gives us a short version of the longer passage in St. Matthew's Gospel, where Peter acknowledges Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. St. Luke gives us the additional information that Jesus was praying before he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" Jesus' reliance on prayer is a powerful lesson for us. Jesus' true identity was hidden from the crowds. They associated Jesus with prophets like Elijah or with John the Baptist. Now, we might say in our idiom, well, they kind of placed Jesus in the Hebrew Hall of Fame. He is much more than that. Peter got it right when he responded, "You are the Messiah of God." The Old Testament is filled with prophecies about the future Savior, who will be called the Anointed, the Messiah. The first prophecy was in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, when God said to the devil, "I will place enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed." Mary is that woman. Jesus is that son. After the kingdom of Israel was destroyed in 722, and the kingdom of Judah was crushed in 586, the prophets began to speak about a shoot that would come from the stump of Jesse, David's father. Passages from Hosea, Isaiah, Jeremiah also spoke of the Savior as the bridegroom, a term that Jesus applied to himself. The prophet Isaiah also spoke of the Messiah as a suffering servant, language that is also found in some of the Psalms. Daniel spoke of one like a son of man, who will be seated beside the Father and comes on the clouds of heaven. So while these prophecies all look to Christ as their fulfillment, Jesus instructed his disciples not to disclose his identity at this time in order to avoid confusion. After Jesus' passion, death, resurrection, and ascension, his true identity would be fully revealed. Inflamed by the Holy Spirit, the apostles would share the story of Jesus, the divine Son of the Father, the Messiah, and the heavenly bridegroom. And they would take this story throughout the Roman Empire. It's amazing that it's a story that still inflames hearts today. Have a wonderful day. This is Jimmy Sagers.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Father Chris. And welcome back to Wake Up. It is 10 after the hour, almost 11 after the hour. And we've got a few things that we'd like to share with you as far as what's taking place in and around the area, as we always do on Wake Up in most days. You know, the Catholic business leaders are getting together. There's going to be a conference on September 29th through October 1st. It's going to be both at Loyola and at Xavier University. They're going to kind of flip-flop. So you'll have to go to the website, which is nolacatholic.org, to get more information. But if you're a business leader, there's no cost to this. It's the New Orleans Symposium, and it's a joint collaboration between, as I said, Xavier and Loyola Universities. And basically, leaders from all around the area are going to be able to get together, share their thoughts, listen to some great speakers, whether it's based on education, business executives sharing their stories, civic leaders taking time to share some of the things that they're learning in and around the area, and Vocation of the Business Leader is the title. So, a reflection in which you can get together with co-business leaders, your peers. Cardinal Peter Turkson is also going to be there to speak, as well as a number of others. So again, go to nolacatholic.org. Put that on your calendar if you want to really get some inspiration as a, and be a true Catholic leader in your business and your community.
All right. Also happening in the Archdiocese, here's one that you're going to want to put on your calendar, too. There's a Vatican exhibit of Eucharistic miracles. So you can experience the Vatican exhibit of Eucharistic miracles at Divine Mercy Parish in Kenner. That's Thursday, September 29th through Sunday, October 2nd. So Divine Mercy Parish is hosting this. It's showcasing 60 of the Vatican's 120 Eucharistic miracle displays. The exhibit will take roughly 45 minutes to walk through. One miracle will be on display in the narthex, with the rest of the miracles being displayed in the parish community center. The exhibit consists of illustrations, detailed descriptions of each miracle that has occurred around the world, dating back as far as the Last Supper. With an extensive assortment of photographs and historical descriptions, the exhibition presents some of the principal Eucharistic miracles that took place throughout the ages in various countries in the world. It will be amazing. So you can also virtually visit places where the miracle took place. So it sounds like a fabulous display. Make sure you check that out. Divine Mercy Parish in Kenner. Again, that's Thursday, September 29th through Sunday, October 2nd. You can find more information and times at divinemercyparish.org.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about this wonderful prayer group. It's called Speak Sisters Praying, Encouraging, and Inspiring to Know God. They will be hosting an all-day retreat at St. Michael Catholic Church in the Biloxi area on Saturday, September 24th. The theme will explore the book of Jeremiah. Anyone is welcome to attend. The retreat is free. Registration is required. It was required on Tuesday, but I'm sure you could call and speak to someone about the retreat. 228-365-4017. You know, I'm just going to put this in the comment section for today's Facebook Live video, because there are people that are driving and can't write that number down. But yeah, take a look at that Facebook comments.
Yeah. Speaking of St. Michael Catholic Church, or I should say high school in Baton Rouge, they're having their 33rd annual Warriors Golf Classic. It's going to be November 7th at Greystone Country Club. If you want to learn more and sign up, go to smhsbr.org and get out there on the course for a good cause. 15 after on Wake Up on this beautiful Friday morning.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 23rd. Today we celebrate St. Pio of Pietrelcina. Born in 1887, Francesco Forgione took the name Pio when he entered the Capuchin Franciscans at age 15. After a brief service in the Italian army, he was assigned to a friary on Italy's Adriatic coast. A year later, while experiencing a vision of Jesus, he received the stigmata on his hands, feet, and side. Pio became a controversial figure as medical doctors and church officials attempted to verify the origin and authenticity of his wounds. For a time, he was not permitted to celebrate Mass publicly or to hear confessions. The decisions were ultimately reversed, and his popularity soared. Padre Pio commonly spent 10 or more hours in the confessional each day. His Masses often lasted for 2 hours. Daily, he blessed the sick and poor who came to him. He was so moved by the suffering of the sick that he established a 350-bed hospital known as the House for the Alleviation of Suffering. Padre Pio died in 1968, and in 2002, Pope John Paul II elevated him to sainthood. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
It is 7:19 on Wake Up. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Alicia Quibido and Damian Collado. I did post that event on the Speak Retreat happening in Biloxi in the comment section for today's Facebook Live video. That's Wake Up Monday. You can take a look at that. If you missed any events that we spoke about recently before the break, send us a message on Facebook, or you can call our studio and we'll get that information right to you. Our first guest is Haley Stewart. She's an author, speaker, and podcaster, a mother, and today we're talking about her book called The Pursuit of the Pilfered Cheese. Good morning, Haley. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
This is so cute. I can't wait to talk about this book. This is such a cute book. Tell us a little bit about these mice that are mouse nuns. I love it. I love it. Tell us a little bit more.
Sure. So this series, the first book is The Pursuit of the Pilfered Cheese. They're the Sister Serafina Mysteries. So they are about an order of mouse nuns who live underneath the floorboards of the Catholic writer G.K. Chesterton's house in England, and they have an abbey, and they run a little school for village mice, and then they start solving local crimes.
Oh, I love that. Okay, I have to know, what is the local crime that the mice solve? Not giving too much away.
Sure. This is not a spoiler because it happens at the beginning, but there's a theft of this wheel of cheese that they were going to have for the school fundraiser. It has been pilfered. It's been stolen.
Oh my goodness. So adorable. I absolutely love this. The illustrations are absolutely breathtaking as well. What inspired you to write something like this? It's so clever.
So this is not how I usually get my book ideas. This was a one-time thing. But I woke up from a dream in which there were mouse nuns living under G.K. Chesterton's house. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to write this story. So it was kind of sitting in my head for a few months. And then during COVID lockdown, I had more time to work on it. It was kind of my fun escape project.
That's precious.
And so I started actually drafting the series during that point.
Okay, so it's a series. So is this book one of the series or a continuation?
Yes, this is book one, Pursuit of the Pilfered Cheese. And then in November, book two, The Curious Christmas Trail, comes out. And then book three is The Strange Sound at the Sea, and that comes out in the spring or summer of next year.
I love this. This is so clever. Okay, let's talk about the illustrations, because that always sparks my attention, especially for a children's book. I want to make sure that it gets the attention of my child. But tell us a little bit about the illustrator and the drawings, because they are just adorable.
Yeah, so I'm so thrilled with how the illustration turns out. So they're illustrated by Betsy Wallen, and what my vision for it, she just perfectly executed. My vision was that each page would have an illustration, even if it's just a little embellishment in a corner. As you flip through the book, there's different size illustrations, but there's always an illustration on every page. So it might be a full page or a half page or just a little cute embellishment towards the bottom corner. But every single page has an illustration. I just wanted that for the kids to enjoy and be able to delight in.
I love that. Okay, so you're also a podcaster, a speaker, and of course, like we just are talking about your book, an author. But as far as a podcaster, I know I'm always looking for new podcasts. I always get asked about new podcasts. So tell us a little bit about what we can find and what you talk about in your episodes.
Sure. So my co-host, Christy Eisinger, and I have been podcasting on the Fountains of Carrots podcast for years and years, I think 7 years, coming up on 8 years. And we talk to a variety of guests, but our demographic is usually Catholic women in their 20s to 40s are our listeners. So this season that we just started, we talked to Sarah McKenzie, who's a Catholic writer and podcaster, and she was telling us about her new children's book publishing house. Our second guest is a Catholic executive coach, and we kind of talked about finding your vision for life and pursuing it. So we tackle a lot of different topics, but just the sorts of things that Catholic women might be interested in.
I love that. So ages 20 to 40. Okay, so I'm in that age range and I'm very excited about this. But let's also, I was kind of stalking you on Twitter, which can just go on and on and on for hours when you're on Twitter. But you also have a new book where you touch on Jane Austen and friendships as well, which I think a lot of women in that age range could maybe get some tips about. Tell us about it.
Sure. So my Jane Austen book, it's called Jane Austen's Genius Guide to Life on Love, Friendship, and Becoming the Person God Created You to Be. And so I kind of dive into each of Jane Austen's six novels and follow how one of the characters is developing a certain virtue and how it helps us understand that virtue and pursue it ourselves. So, you know, we talk about friendship, talks about romantic love, but really is talking about the transformation of the human soul by God's grace, by cultivating these different virtues and understanding them better and kind of getting inspiration from Austen's novels.
I love it. Okay, so let's circle back. We have Haley Stewart on, author, speaker, and podcaster. And today we're talking about The Pursuit of the Pilfer Cheese, also known as Mouse Nuns. Now, the first time I heard about this was from a Pauline sister. So tell us a little bit about where we can find this book. And also, I want to know when the book in November will be coming out, because I think that is a perfect Christmas gift.
Yes. So you can go to paulinestore.com and find both The Pursuit of the Pilfer Cheese, which is ready to order now, and you can pre-order The Curious Christmas Trail. I believe it comes out November 4th, but don't quote me on that. It's sometime in early November.
Holly, oh my goodness, Haley. I'm sorry. I just had a quick question about being underneath G.K. Chesterton's home. How did that interact? Like, did the nuns listen to what he's saying? Does he know they're there? Is there any action?
He doesn't know they're there, but there are each of the three stories that I've written so far, there's an overlap with the Chestertons. Either in the first book, the sisters and their students, because they run a little school, are listening to G.K. Chesterton read Father Brown aloud to his wife, Frances. And it's kind of where they get the inspiration when this cheese goes missing that they could be detectives too, just like Father Brown.
Oh, I love it.
I love that. Precious. Oh my God.
The cover is so cute. You can see those little joyful bounce nuns.
I love it. Haley, thank you so much for joining us. Haley Stewart, author, speaker, and podcaster, The Pursuit of the Pilfer Cheese. One more time, where can we pick up our copy?
Sure. You can go to paulinestore.com or find it on Amazon.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Haley, for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, our fall drive time is just a few weeks away. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be Tuesday, October 11th through Thursday, October 13th. So it's going to be a great time. It's 3 days of on-air fundraising to continue to bring Catholic community radio to your home and to your car and on the go. So stay with us. We have guests every hour, 7 a.m. to noon on those 3 days. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a great time. You can hear it. So stay with us, like I said, Tuesday, October 11th through Thursday, October 13th. And Alicia, we have a couple of minutes left. I want to talk about Catholic Mandate, because we have a new presenting sponsor I know we want to talk about.
We do. We want to thank Michael Olind and Olind Group One Solution for being the presenting sponsor of the 6th annual Catholic Man Night. That's Wednesday, November 2nd. It's at White Oak Estate and Gardens. Chef John Fulz has a fabulous strolling buffet planned for us. You can find out all the details at ccradio.live. Fabulous food, fellow. And our speaker this year is Coach Palmieri, a recently retired coach of LSU Tiger Baseball.
Yep.
So is $125 per man, but we have a little patron party that starts an hour earlier. So for $250, you can join Chef Fulz, Coach Manieri, Father Chris Decker, you know, all the fancy people, right?
Yeah.
And have some special hors d'oeuvres. I was going to say Coach isn't doing that, but Chef Fulz is opening his distillery. Yeah. You'll taste what he's got brewing most recently. It'll be great, great time for the guys. Right, Damien?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll have stogies. Yeah. We'll also have some interesting raffle items, to say the least. Yeah. And so that'll make plans. Fun. We're almost at 100 folks already signed up, and it's early. Before we sell out, you might want to go online. Where do they go?
CCRadio.live. CCRadio.live. It's right on the homepage.
Yeah.
You'll also find it on our Facebook page.
That's right. It is on there as well. Also, we have a lot of events that are going on already starting this fall and into the holiday season. send it to us, because we've been getting a lot of events as far as retreats go or anything that you have going on, fundraisers, galas, this is the time. Send it to us for free at ccradio.live. Under events and news, click on submit your event. And even if it's a, you know, because sometimes we have those 6 months retreats where it's every Wednesday for, you know, 4 to 6 months, you can send that to us and we will post that on our calendar. And also we love talking about it on Wake Up. So absolutely free. CC Radio.
And it doesn't matter. All the dioceses and church parishes, all the way to Pensacola, because that's our listening audience. It's all the way there.
Yes.
So. All over with the app, right?
That too.
That's right. All over with the app. Doesn't matter. Thank you so much. Jim Young, the Catholic Foodie, joins us when we come back from the break. It's Half Past the Hour on Wake Up.
Wake Up on Catholic Community Radio. I'm Alicia Quibido with Jamie and Colado, Gabby Smith, and here with us is Kathleen Higgins. Whoopsie! She's a married lady. Just came out. Kathleen Lee just came out. Hey, I wanted to mention that if you want a bumper sticker, or if you want, we have brand new holy cards that are beautiful. We have Our Lady and Saint Joseph. We have the Annunciation and one of our other patron saints, which has just fallen out of my head. I'm so sorry. Who is it, Gabby? Come on.
Maximilian Kolbe.
Maximilian Kolbe. Yeah, golly, I'm sorry. Maximilian just fell out of my head like that. Anyway, you can message us on Facebook, and we will stick any of that in the mail to you. Yes. So just let us know. You can also, I think you can message us on our website, too, at ccradio.live. We are joined today by our friend Jeff Young. He is the Catholic Foodie. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I got my coffee.
Okay, you did. That was my question.
Such a nice, cool morning. And
okay. Happy second day of fall to you, Jeff. Are we talking stew this morning? No, I'm kidding. Yes, I was wondering if you had gotten your cup of coffee yet.
I have. I don't know if it's working yet, but I've got it.
Okay, good. Well, we've been here for a while, so we're all coffeeed up and ready to talk about what's for lunch. Dinner. So what are we going to talk about this morning? Yeah.
Well, how about something that's really fast to cook?
Okay. Ooh, I'm all on board with fast to cook. Yes.
Like a little stir fry.
Okay. Stir fry sounds
now, something
great.
That's good about this. Yeah, it's a stir fry. It's a spicy peanut chicken. And something good. Like that's a fast cook like this is, I guess the key really is to have everything prepped and ready to go.
Okay.
You know, and it's a lot of times if you're at our house and cooking is going on, if my wife Char is doing it, it's all nice and organized and orderly and the whole mise en place thing, right?
Right.
Then you got Hurricane Jeff. And so it's kind of a different process. But I am very methodical whenever I'm baking anything. And when it's something that I know I just don't have time. There's no time to play around when you're doing something fast like this. So I have to have it all set and ready to go. So let me tell you what's in it first. What you need to have on hand is going to be some chicken broth, some cornstarch, a little sugar, soy sauce, white vinegar, some cayenne, some vegetable oil, just a tablespoon, a pound of boneless chicken, either thighs or breast. And they're going to be cut into 3/4-inch pieces. A clove of garlic, finely chopped. And, of course, you know, some of us like to be a little heavy-handed, so you may want to add more.
Yes.
Some grated ginger, a medium red bell pepper. You want to cut that into 3/4-inch pieces as well. And 1/3 cup of dry roasted peanuts and then 2 medium green onions sliced.
Okay.
Now, the heat, this is the spicy, right, the spicy peanut chicken. Mm-hmm. And the main heat you have here that I've listed was cayenne.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But you're not limited to that because they've got that yummy rooster sauce, you know, sriracha that you could add to this once it's done. Or the other thing that I love so much, and I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's a garlic, spicy garlic sauce that's so good. But what are you going to do, because it's very quick, In a bowl, you're going to mix the broth, the cornstarch, the sugar, the soy sauce, the vinegar, and the cayenne. Okay. Just mix that together, set it aside. You want to heat a wok or a 12-inch skillet over high heat. Add the oil. And you want to rotate. Just make sure that the sides are coated. Mm-hmm. And then add the chicken, the garlic, and the ginger. Now, this is on that, not like high heat. Okay. You just want it high enough, right?
Okay.
Kind of like
gotcha.
The medium high, but on the higher end of the medium high.
Okay.
Because you don't want to burn stuff.
Right, because the garlic will burn
cook,
fast,
so
right?
It will. Okay. It will. So I always put the chicken in there first. I throw the garlic, the ginger in there, and you're going to just stir it. You're going to stir fry for about 3 minutes or so till the chicken is no longer pink in the center. Now, you're talking about smaller pieces, right? You've already
right,
cut it. So
right.
You're going to cook really fast, and then you want to add the bell pepper, and you're going to fry that again for like another minute.
Okay.
Then you add the broth mixture to the wok, and that just kind of cook it, stir it for about a minute or so. What it's going to do, the cornstarch really helps to thicken that up pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to form almost like a thicker kind of a glaze, right?
Okay.
And serve that alongside of rice. I personally like to put it on top of rice. And you're free to add additional heat.
Okay.
If you like.
Okay. Now, when do the peanuts go in?
Oh, I forgot. Did I not say that? I forgot.
I didn't hear
that. They go in. Did I really forget to say? I think the peanuts, they go in at the end. Because the peanuts, they're going to, once it's all done and the sauce is thickened, you add the peanuts.
Okay.
And because you don't, if the peanuts go in too soon, they're going to soften.
I'm sorry. What right, will happen so if you put them in too early?
They will soften.
Oh, they'll soften. Okay. Okay.
So you don't want to do that. So throw them in at the end. And I'll also just sprinkle with the green onions. If you're going to serve, you know, when I do any of the garnishes like that, the green onions or parsley in some dishes,
right.
I like to put a little bit in the pot, but I always reserve some and have it in like a little serving dish on the side.
Yes, yes. Okay, so now I was thinking that instead of vegetable oil, you would say sesame oil, but is that too strong for this dish, you think?
No, actually, that'd be great.
Okay. So,
Do you need, could you do it with cashews? Because I love chicken and cashews. Same thing.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
No recipe please, right,
awesome,
Jeff? Because
then they hold up really well, too, in the heat. It just, again, add them at the end.
Okay.
So, Jeff, I find that with, you know, my son's a little bit of a cook, actually. He's a great cook, but he prefers to cook with chicken thighs. I'm used to cooking with chicken breast, but I do find that if you're reheating the leftovers, the chicken breast will dry out. How do you prevent that from happening with the chicken breast? Are you cutting it real small and cooking it so fast, or how do you keep it from being dry?
Well, the way I handle it is I use chicken thighs.
Aha, there you go. Okay.
Because, and it's funny, as a kid growing up, I remember this, I like the dark meat, right? You go to Popeyes or something, right?
Right.
I always wanted the thighs and the chicken legs and all that because, to me, to my taste, it's interesting because to my taste, that seems to be the most tender and the juiciest meat.
Yes.
Yet, when I talk to people who love white meat, they say the same thing. Oh, that's just the most tender and juiciest part. I'm thinking, are we crazy?
Right.
I don't know who's right. I think it's just a difference of how we perceive stuff.
Just a taste.
So, but yeah, in my house, we typically opt for the thighs.
Thighs, okay.
Over the breast.
That seems to be the preference of my family now. But I did a stir fry this week with chicken breast, and then it just didn't seem like it was. Mm-hmm. They just seemed dry to me. So it's probably just my son who continues to tell me, "Mom, just use chicken thighs." But you know,
well, the same
well,
true.
I say
could be true for gumbo too. Mm-hmm. You know, just use white meat versus no dark. You can tell the difference when you kind of do the combination.
Mm-hmm. So Jeff, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I will say this about chicken breast is that one, it seems to be, even though sometimes they're thicker, right?
Right.
It seems to be, no matter how you cook them, it seems to be very easy to overcook them.
Oh, sure.
And I think that a lot of times, you know, we've been terrified over the years about salmonella and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we feel like we have to cook them to a certain point where it's really overcooked.
Okay.
And over the years, when we do chicken breast at home, we are very conscientious about not overcooking them.
Sure.
Now,
okay.
it you're still going to have a problem at the end when you have leftovers and you want to reheat them.
Yes.
You know, you got to be careful with that. But okay. Yeah, I think the trick is just not to overcook them.
Okay. Or just go chicken thighs, right? Jeff,
that's right.
Let our listeners know where they can find this recipe for spicy peanut chicken and more about you and other recipes.
CatholicFoodie.com is where you'll find me. That's the home, I guess, little hub.
All right.
But also Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Okay. Thanks so much, Jeff. I always enjoy visiting with you. Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie. Check him out, CatholicFoodie.com. Stick around. Kathleen Higgins, Coordinator for Youth and Young Adult Ministry, is joining us in the Baton Rouge studio talking about Padre Pio. It's 15 minutes before the hour on Wake Up.
CC Radio, did you know?
Were you aware that CC Radio has bumper stickers? Then send us a message through Facebook and we'll put one in the mail to you. For more, visit ccradio.live.
Delivering customized services while developing lasting client relationships is what sets Olent Group One Solution apart. As an independently owned agency for over 25 years, the foundation of Olent Group's success is the commitment to help individuals and businesses maximize and protect their economic potential by providing personal attention, quality products, and superior services. Olent Group offers employee benefit consulting, financial services, property and casualty, and specialized insurance for emergency services. Visit olentgroup.com and see how our family protects yours. Olent Group, one solution, helping address your needs today and for many years to come.
Securities offered through Talton & Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, OSJ, 2701 North Rocky Point Drive, Suite 1000, Tampa, Florida, 33607, 813-264-0440. Olent Group, Olent Financial Group, Nassau Olent Benefits Consulting, Olent Porsche Insurance, are not owned or controlled by Talton & Associates Incorporated.
Lord Wellington Investments is owned by Greg Kennedy, CPA, a longtime friend and supporter of Catholic Community Radio. Lord Wellington Investments serves all of your investment, financial, and tax needs in South Louisiana. From 401k rollovers to financial and tax planning, it's Lord Wellington Investments. Greg Kennedy says, invite others to join you in listening to Catholic Community Radio. Lord Wellington Investments, 225-292-5118.
This is a Papal Minute.
The Dutch-born Adrian VI became Pope in 1522 and was the last non-Italian to be elected to the papacy until John Paul II. Prior to his election, Adrian had never been to Italy and was considered an outsider and barbarian by many in Rome. He is one of only two popes in modern times to keep his baptismal name rather than choosing a new name. Adrian was a scholar who came to the papacy from Spain, where he served as Bishop of Tortosa. Pope Adrian was a man of deep personal piety and upstanding morals, who as Pope confronted a church internally corrupt and externally beset by the forces of the Protestant Reformation. He understood and took seriously the problems the church confronted and the urgent need for reform, but was unable to marshal the necessary support to do what was needed. His pontificate lasted only 1 year.
This has been a Papal Minute.
Here's a CC Radio Did You Know?
Want to keep up with us on Twitter? Just follow us at LA Catholic Radio. That's at LA Catholic Radio to receive our tweets. Also visit our website 24/7 at ccradio.live.
48 after the hour on a Friday morning, a happy one at that, because we are just glad the weekend is here. And we know you are too. So welcome back to Wake Up, Gabby Smith, Alicia Quibido, Damian Collado, and our good friend Kathleen Higgins.
Yes,
she
indeed.
She is in studio. How's it feel?
I'm live. Yeah, oh, I love
not
it.
Not on the phone.
I know.
Zoom.
Yes. Yeah, I was hoping that Gabby wouldn't say, you could just call in, because I've been like, or I'll just show up. Well, I love it. I love it.
Kathleen is coordinator of youth and young adult ministry in the Diocese of Baton Rouge. She's been doing that for about 3 or 4 mm-hmm. months now.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk about the saint of the day.
Yeah.
Padre Pio.
Yeah.
All right. So how did you get associated with him? Everybody's got a favorite story, so hear yours.
It's funny because I don't even know, Gabby, if you know this, but several years ago, Padre Pio just like showed up in my life. Like he would, you know how I call them stalker saints? Like they're the saints that stalk you. And the majority of the time, there's like, pretty quickly, there's a reason why, if you lean into prayer with them, there's a reason why they're stalking you. Mm-hmm. And Padre Pio, I'm talking probably about a decade ago, just started showing up. And I was like, all right, dude, like, what is this? What is this about? So much so that I bought a small bust of him, like a small.
Okay.
And he, you know, he's got that stern look, even in the bust. And so he sits up on a shelf of mine. And most every day I pass him by and I go, today we're going to. No, not today. Okay, cool. And so it's interesting that he's just kind of been that one in the back of my mind. And this summer I was doing some echo camps with Dumb Ox Ministries, and I was actually presenting on JP2, but I talked about stalker saints, and I talked about Padre Pio. And probably about a week or so later, Gabby said, "Hey, we want you to come on, and we want you to talk about Padre Pio." And I was like, all right. So I was like, maybe I really should, you know, kind of dive in. And so, so I was reading about him. And it's, you know, it's interesting because he and I are very, very different. And so much so that, you know, I'm reading this book about him, Padre Pio, Man of Hope. It's a good book. But I'm reading it and I'm like, all right, like, speak to me. Tell me what you want. You know, and he says this. Let me quote him. He says, quote, "I never goofed off in my life. I am an unsalted piece of macaroni."
No way.
And I was like, well,
that does
okay.
Not sound like
you, no, no. I was like, well, that's where we differ. I think I'm rigatoni with three cheese ravioli, you know. But as I'm leaning into him, sometimes I think the saints too are our balance, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, I think, for me, it's St. Joseph, because St. Joseph is silent, right? Mm-hmm. And so St. Joseph is always in the corner going, shh, 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 stop talking, you know? But Padre Pio, as I'm leaning into his life, man, his life is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we all know a lot about his life, you know, about the stigmata, about, you know, that he could read people's souls. But his life from the very beginning, even before he received the stigmata, was a life of great suffering. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was he chose that, right? He wanted to be united with the suffering of Jesus and right. offer that up for people. And so he was born in 1887, and he was the fourth of eight children to two parents. His parents were Maria and Grazio, and they were very, very poor. And so, but that really didn't seem to bother him. But when he was very young, he started to have visions and apparitions. Oh my goodness. It wasn't until later that he told somebody about it. And they're like, why didn't you say anything? And he's like, you're not seeing them as well. And they were like, no. You know, so from the very beginning of his life, he had a deep, deep spirituality. And then, even at nine, he began to scourge himself, right? And so this penitential, I don't want to say, it's almost for a nine-year-old, it's pretty extreme.
Right.
But he had a great desire to unite that suffering, even the suffering that he chose, to the cross for other people.
Wow.
And became a Capuchin, actually joined the order like at 15, but got ordained in 1910. So he was like 23 years old.
Yeah.
But from that point on, there wasn't sure. Yeah. You know, I mean, because he had illnesses also.
Oh, yeah.
You talked about. Yeah. Were the illnesses that he bared, and at the same time he would fight with the devil.
Oh yeah,
at night.
Yeah, he was constantly having these visions, and like from a young child, I can't imagine like some of the visions he's having. Just like there's the devil sitting on my doorstep, wouldn't let me enter my house. You know, but he would have physical fights in his cell, and you know, even his, people around him were kind of like, what is going on? You know, and we see that throughout his life. That's part of, you know, part of his suffering story is that even the church at one point was like, I don't know about you.
You remember they banned people.
Yeah.
Any book written about them?
Yeah.
You couldn't read.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was amazing how the church was really skeptical.
Yeah. And, you know, I think to some degree, always the church has to be.
Oh, sure.
And, But what's beautiful about what I was reading about, that was, you know, it was like 10 years where he was, you know, banned from public anything. Mm-hmm. He couldn't hear confessions. He couldn't say mass. He couldn't do all of the things that he wanted to do for people. And he, out of great obedience, he never complained. He went into his cell, and he went into his interior life. And he bore that suffering for other people. Mm-hmm. And that to me is incredible, because there was some injustice. Mm-hmm. You know, people, fellow priests were jealous of him. And so they, you know, gave all these rumors that he was making up his stigmata. Mm-hmm. You know, they had seen him, you know, put makeup on and, it wasn't true. And so all of this wasn't just a hesitancy of people, but it was serious accusations. Mm-hmm. And he just bore that because he was like, it's part of what makes me.
Yeah. And God's will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Trusted, that's the thing. He trusted so much. And that's today's life lesson. Yeah. I think from Padre Pio, if nothing else, faith, trust, and courage to carry the cross and just trust in the Lord. Yeah. We all want to be our own controllers now, but he wasn't, and we can learn from that.
Yeah, and Alicia, I'm so glad this morning you finished the quote, right? Because we all know the Padre Pio quote, pray, hope, and don't worry. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that to me, like, that is the dumbest quote. I know we're disrespecting, but like, you know, if somebody tells me, hey, don't worry about it, I'm like, oh, you're right. I just won't do that, right? Yes. But pray, hope, and don't worry. Why? Because worry is useless, and God is merciful.
Right.
And he's going to hear your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't have the rest of that, you just feel like this guy, you know, this guy with a pouty face is like, don't worry about things. And you're like, I don't know what that. So out of this suffering, what's beautiful is that, you know, I love the title of this book. He was a man of hope, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't just, oh no, poor me. It was, out of this suffering comes great hope, you know, and reliance on the Lord. And that's what he did. And it's an incredible story. If we can, especially in this day and age, look forward to hope, which I don't, sometimes we get very wrapped up in but I'm suffering.
Yeah.
It's like, there's got to be hope. And that's what being a Christian is all about, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, sister, Kathleen Higgins, thank you again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good to see you live and in person.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, she's with the Diocese of Baton Rouge doing some great things. And thank you, each and every one of you all, for joining us on Wake Up this week. And we're going to wrap up with a prayer from Padre Pio. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Dearest Jesus and Mary, I pray you will watch over me and my loved ones, and bless our country with peace and love. Please take care of all those who defend our nation and protect us from harm. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. St. Padre Pio.
Amen.
Pray for us.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here Monday at 7 a.m. Central Time. We're talking to Jacqueline Warren, sacred artist, going to be talking about something called interior life. Stay with us. We'll give you details on that. Deacon Bruce Trigo joins us from the Archdiocese of New Orleans. He'll tell us about his vocation story. Alan Leorado joins us, and Dr. David Whitten from FRANU. Have a wonderful Friday and a great weekend. God bless.
Oh, that was quick.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Radio.